Welcome back to another edition of Vikings Connected. It's the social media show for you, the Vikings fans. I'm Ben Lieber, that's Aaron Newberg, and we have a great show for you guys this week. Legendary Vikings player, alumni, great guest, Fran Tarkington's going to be with us today.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's going to be awesome. We're also going to go back inside Cordero Patterson's house. We have some tweets, we have some posts, so let's get connected. So this week, we wanted to see your Movember mustache pictures. As you know, Movember supports prostate cancer awareness, and we got some really great feedback.
We really did. So this is the one we sent out with Colin Leffler and his creepy crustache there.
Crustache? I feel like this is kind of one of the best I've seen.
Well,
it's clean.
Think we'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to the best of the Vikings, that I think.
All right. Well,
the best and the worst together.
Okay. We'll get to the best and the worst. But this one, I really like this one. It says, Movember, here's my Just Do It stash. Just the Nike swoosh.
Love it. So this is what it looks like before, and then he just goes and straightens it out.
Yeah, both equally creepy, but this one, very creative.
I love the commitment to excellence.
I do, the commitment to excellence.
Yes.
And to Movember, and having fun with it. All right, this was coming from Triceratops. Cute name. She says, oh, look at the baby.
Oh, it's a baby with the mustache.
What? Born with a mustache.
I know.
I wonder if he was born with teeth, too.
I wonder if she had a lot of heartburn.
Yeah, maybe.
Isn't that kind of the thing? Like, a lot of hair gets heartburn?
I think so.
Yeah.
And if he's already got that stash,
that's a lot of sleepless nights.
It's going to be a lot of sleepless nights. Have you seen this? This is a really good one, you guys. Now, I would have left it on, but I didn't want to make you feel like less of a man.
I'm learning so much about you. And I didn't know that you were Mediterranean.
What other? How else could I have grown that?
I know.
Right? It's
impressive. Is it hard to tame?
No, you know, I just treat it like the rest of my hair. I have my stylist take care of everything.
And you wax it how often?
Yeah, I mean, daily.
Daily?
Right? With what's happening.
You need some good moisture.
I should have kept it on for you. All right, this one from Bill Keach. He says, Skol Vikings. Hey. It's pretty clean.
Yeah, it's a very
clean
look.
This is manageable.
Yeah, it's a very clean
look. I think he took a note from me. He just kept it clean, fit right in with the face. Good job, Bill.
All right, this is the one I was wanting to get to.
Okay.
It's, I think, the best and the worst. So, Jeff Locke has the worst.
It's not even there.
I
can't
there.
Really see it.
When you say that, I can't really see it.
I'm going to trust the photographer that it was there.
Blair
Maybe a little
Walsh
shadow.
Is very Tom Selleck-like. Oh. Very thick.
Yeah.
Very full.
Yep.
Very masculine.
Yeah.
Very masculine.
I think there's some ladies out there that really like that Tom Selleck mustache.
And by the way, people, this is a professional athlete. That's professional.
And I applaud him for giving it the old college try. I'll teach him how to grow one. He must not be Mediterranean
Jeff,
like I am.
I'm just kidding with you. We're having fun.
From the Magic Man. His fresh new Vikings jersey featuring Movember. Magic Man, why so sad?
I don't know. He looks kind of sad. Yeah. Cheer up, Magic Man.
It's okay. You look good.
Yeah.
Look at
don't
you.
Don't be so surly.
Got pretty eyes. Got a nice Movember happening.
There's I'm glad you said that.
But you were thinking it. I said it for
I was
Ben.
Not thinking that. All right, Magic Man and everybody else, thank you for your Movember mustache pictures. Well, time now for the Golden Nacho Award, and this week it's all about beards and mustaches for Movember. And we're going to talk about the best beards in the NFL. And the first nominee is Brett Kiesel, defensive end for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is something that he does for charity as well.
Yes.
Shaves it off for money.
Okay.
He shaved it off in February of last
year.
And has been growing it out ever since. Again.
Wow. He's really committed to regrowing it out. I mean, this is intense.
Yes.
This almost could house a bird in there.
Very nesty. Now, you were saying, like, how do guys actually eat?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine when he's eating something. I don't know.
Drinking.
Or if he's got a cold and he's got a runny nose.
I can't even think about it. Honestly, I can't. A runny nose, drinking hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Gets all frothy.
Yeah. The little latte froth.
Oh, gosh. It already makes me. How about Thanksgiving with this thing?
Cranberry sauce?
It can't be the same experience.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot have the same Thanksgiving
but it's
experience
glorious.
With that. And it's good awareness.
It is great awareness. There you go. Nominee number one, Brett Kiesel. Next on Vikings Connected, we are joined by legendary Vikings quarterback Fran Tarkenton. Hear what the Hall of Famer has to say about this year's team.
Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.